Okay, we're starting with our continuing Pei Gimel, Siman Pei Gimel. Just one more great source was I saw in the base Hillel. He says, B'shem the Chachamim of Vilna. Okay, that when it comes to scales, even if they're embedded in an outer layer of skin, your halacha, it's still called kosher scales. It's still mutter to eat that fish. You're cutting, the only way to get to those scales is to cut through the layer of skin. And then you can pull out the scale and then you have skin underneath it. That's 100% kosher. Just interesting tidbit as it relates to the issue of swordfish and sturgeon. Also, today, right now in this siman, we're basically addressing what's a kosher fish. But we're going to get to in, because we also talk a little bit about Lamaisa going shopping. One other thing to worry about is if there are worms inside your fish, that we're going to discuss towards the end of the next Siman. So we'll wait for that. And just one other buyer beware to point out is when you're going buying fish, again, as we mentioned earlier, there are some fish that have more than one name to it, or you have like a name for a type of fish, but it really includes by the stores, by the markets, fish markets, more than one type of a fish. So if you're going to buy, and I heard, I don't know if it's true, there might be some tuna that are not kosher that do not have scales, but they're still called tuna. So I don't know, but I'll just point that out. So when you're buying red snapper, tuna, tilapia, just make sure it's the kosher kind. If there are some that are not kosher. So, and obviously it depends a lot, you know, what country you're in, what time you, what generation you live in, on the metzias. So fine. Let's go on to Si'if Zayin. Si'if Zayin. Kirve Dagim. Now these are the insides. So when you remove, when you fillet or you want to, when you want to fillet a fish, you get the fish. You have to, you cut it open at the bottom, and there's a whole long slit you make along the entire bottom, and then you pull out all the insides. Now you're holding all the insides in front of you. The question is, are they kosher? Can you identify them if they're from a kosher fish or from a non-kosher fish? Now they do look, they do have, again, I'm not familiar, but those who are familiar know that the not all insides look the same. And there's a certain tradition if it has more of it's more round on one side and more sharp on the other. It could be, it should, we're going to see inside a little bit, has a siman that it's kosher. Anyways, you can look at it and you can get an idea which fish it comes from. So it's a quasi siman. It's not something that you can rely on by itself, but there, because of that, let's read the halacha, right? And it's not minatara, it's just something that somewhere along Chazal it was pointed out that there is a siman, but it's not mufak. It's not okay. Einam nichim ella me'amumche. You want to buy, go to the fish market and just buy the insides, the innards. So then what do? You have to buy it from someone who knows what's kosher and not kosher. And he's a mukhsach bekashrus. He's a yarei shemaim. He's not going to mislead you. He knows what's kosher and he's honest. And you can trust him for kashrus, then that's fine. Ella im omer lo ha-Yisraeli, or if a random Yisraeli that you don't really know necessarily, he's muksach v'kashrus. The Rama, apparently it's a machlokas Shulchan Aruch Rama, but the Rama adds or goy, even a complete non-Jew, right? Or a Jew that your choshe, she's going to sell you treif, even someone like that who eats non-kosher. That the Ramah would be Mako. Hamochrim, and when they sell them to you, they say, right, the merchants, they tell you, Ani melachtim veotseitim midag tohar. Gives you a little bit of a story. He tells you, oh, I know this fish, I salted it, I'm the one who took it out, and it came from that fish, which is a, you know, he points to the fish, and he knows, fine. So then, you're allowed to, veotseitim midag tohar, then you're allowed to purchase it from him as well, because you have him telling you a little bit of a story in combined conjunction with that you do have a siman. you recognize that this looks like a kosher kirvei dagim. Okay, you may not be 100% sure, but it's whatever you were trained in, this is a kosher innards, this, so then you can rely on it, you put the two together. But if it just tells you, oh, it's kosher, trust me, it's kosher. That's not good enough. As far as you're concerned, it's treif, you're not allowed to eat it. Ella. Im kena ya adam shehuchzak bekashrus. Again, unless you know that this person is the mumcha, is muchzak bekashrus, and then that's 100% fine. And we're talking about when you're buying the innards, all they're whole. They haven't been like ground up or taken in pieces. Because once you dismember it, whatever, you dissect it, you can no longer, there's no longer going to be a siman if it's kosher or not. You need that it's shalim, complete, so it has the general siman of what it's supposed to look like, plus them telling you the story, or a kosher's agency who's supervising. Okay, let's get to chet. Beitzei dagim. Now, what about fish eggs? Called, I believe, roe, if that's how you pronounce it. Fish roe or roe or caviar, right? So, beitzei dagim. Im hayu shnei rashim kadim. So, they're a little bit sharp or comes to a little bit of a point. Perush agulim ve'avim ke kadim. No, I got it the opposite. Oh, chadim. So, kadim, like they're actually flat and round and fat, sorry, like a pitcher. Oh, chadim, or they're sharp. It comes to a little bit of a point at the other end. I'm not 100% sure what it looks like. Tameim, then they're tame. Okay? If both ends look the same, they're tame. Huadim v'kirvayim nami dina hachi. And that's the same siman from the previous siman we just spoke about. So, echad kad ve'echad chad, if one side is flat and round and the other side is pointy, then Shoel Yisraeli Amocher. So then it's the same thing, same halacha we just learned. Then you ask the guy who's selling it to you. Imamar Le. Right. So this is a siman. This is a siman. Again, it's not minatara. It's not 100%. You can't rely on this 100% by itself just by looking at it. But then he continues. So Imamar Le Ani Malachtim Veotziti Midag Tahor. He tells you the story. This is where I'm the one who took them out. I salted them. This is where I got it from. Right. Generally, they would salt them before they would sell them. So that's the case. Ochel al piv. You got to trust him and eat it. V'im amar le tahorim him. But if he says, oh, trust me, they're kosher. Eino ne'aman, you cannot trust him. Ale im ken haya adam shehuchlak b'kashas. Unless, again, we're talking about this Jew that you can trust in kashas. V'achshav, nowadays, pshat ha-minag liknot beitzei dagim bistam, bein shleimim, bein nimochim, v'afilu minagoy. Nowadays, you're allowed to go to the fish market and just go buy eggs without any supervision. Let's keep reading. And it doesn't matter if they're whole eggs or they're a little bit damaged or squashed. V'afilu minagoy, even anyone, any fish market. Ubilvad. This is the ubilvad, the condition. Shehiyu adumim. They must be red. That's a kosher symbol. Fish eggs that are red, you know that they're kosher. Kosher fish, when they lay their eggs, they can be black, they can be red. That's right. But a tame fish is only going to give black eggs. If you know it's red, it's always kosher. Let's keep reading. Wait, we're not finished yet. If it's black, you're not allowed to eat them unless you know for sure it's kosher. Black ones with no supervision, you don't know where it came from, so then you can't eat it. So the Beis Yosef, the Shach brings the Beis Yosef, and he points out, however, it depends. Sometimes you could find red eggs from a treif fish, but once it's salted, it always reverts back and it becomes black again. So the only real siman is if it's red eggs and it was salted. So you, when you buy it from the store, they have to be salted. Or you can take a chance, bring it home red, salt it, and see if it stays red or if it turns black. And then it's just interesting. The Shulchan Aruch Kaf HaChaim and some don't mention this about being salted or not salted.
Where is it?
It's in the Shach and Beis Yosef itself. The Shulchan Aruch Kaf HaChaim and some others, they don't mention that it needs to be salted. If it's red, it's kosher. The Beis Yosef Shach, Prima Gadim, Madanei Shulchan, for example, says, of course it has to be salted. That's the whole point. Otherwise, you don't know. It could be because there are some exceptions.
Is the standard caviar salt?
I don't know. So then you need to check. But Pri Chadash Aruch HaShulchan says it's regardless, nowadays it's not reliable. Well, some don't rely on this test. So there are some who are machmer. And I just saw, I didn't do a complete survey of all the kosher supervisions, but I saw online the OK writes and points out nowadays things are different with our dyes and chemicals. It's possible to get to buy in the store red fish, and they do come from a non-kosher fish. So nowadays it's not reliable. What?
Because they dye them.
So we're not talking about natural or salted, but if you know that they weren't dyed, then you can probably rely on the traditional sources that say it's reliable. Just if you know for sure it wasn't dyed. Anyways, like all these things, it really depends on what generation you're living in. It could change from year to year, maybe, you know, what country you're in, what they have access to. Because if you know, just because in America they have dyed eggs, you can be in a third world country or a second world country, and you just know that they don't have such a thing. Like this is we sell one A, B, and C, and this is what there is. So in that case, you don't have to worry that in America it's dyed if you're in a country where they don't dye them. So anyways, that's just about fish eggs. I think that covers eggs. Okay, if we have any other last points. Yeah. Fine. Just about the color of the skin. So some want to, if it's orange or whatever, reddish orange, and it looks like salmon, can you rely on it, rely that it's kosher? So where did I see? I saw it written by the OU. Again, I'm not sure, so do your homework. But I saw it written, b'shem the OU, that you could rely on it because generally your salmon is the only fish that's going to look the way it looks. It's only going to have the orange-red color. And it's true that there are some fish that they do dye red or orange, but the fish that they do dye are also kosher fish. So again, and that could change from year to year. So I'm just throwing that out there. Okay, if you go shopping in an open fish market that has no ashgacha. Okay, Tet. Okay, interesting case. Dag tahor shenimtza b'me'e dag tame. So here you have a non-kosher fish. You open up the digestive system. You open up the fish, and it's in the digestive tract somewhere along. And lo and behold, you see a kosher fish. You see the scales inside. All right, there's a fish inside a fish. The one that's inside is kosher. So bein shenimtza derech beit harei, bein shenimtza derech beit habliya. Whether you find it in the beginning of the digestive tract or at the end, right, close to the mouth or towards passes out, anywhere along the way, you see that it's a kosher fish, it has scales, it's mutter, it's 100% kosher. Bein shiyatza lechutz v'tahor, even if it passes all the way through, it's still tahor, okay? It's not part of the animal, it's not part of the treif, and so therefore it's 100% kosher. Okay. Now, the opposite. Yud, Seif Yud. Dag tamei shenimtza b'me'ei dag tahor asar. What happens if you cut open a kosher fish? And lo and behold, inside you find a dag tamei, or presumably any fish that doesn't have scales on it, because you're not sure what it is. Unless you know what it is. So then, you find a dag tamei inside. Can you eat that? So it depends. Dag tamei shenimtza b'me'ei dag tahor So it's aser. So that's only if it's a dag shalim. So the poskim point out, if it's a dag shalim, if it's complete, then we say it still holds its complete status. It's dag tame inside. The dag tame is treif, so you can't eat it. That's aser. However, if it gets digested, if it gets chewed up, or it passes out, either one, it gets chewed up, or it passes out, even though you know for sure it's a dag tame, the poskim say it's 100% kosher. Except for, some point out, it's aser mishum bal tishaktu. So then I guess it depends on the custom or you. Okay, but once it passes through, we say it's perish be'alma and it's 100% kosher. The poskim say as long as it's chewed up, it's kosher. Again, I don't know, you know, what hair exactly, what point it transfers over is, but that's the principle. Okay. I think all the poskim say. Lo ace is. Okay, so if it's still whole and it looks like the digestive enzyme started to get to it, that's not good enough. Again, once it passes out, once it's chewed up, or once everyone agrees it's pretty much digested, then it's 100% kosher. Let's go on. So now we're going to start dinei tola'im. Okay, worms, bugs, okay, insects. Let's start. Maybe we'll do the beginning. Din shratzim hanimtzim b'mayim b'peirot b'kemach u'b'gvina. Okay, so the first three se'ifim go together. So let's do that. Shratzim hagadelim b'mayim shebekelim. Right? So there's something called sheretz hamayim, insects that are in the water. So the Torah says it's aser, right? Unless it has snapir v'kaskaset. It needs, right? We've been doing the scales and fins. So, however, there is a big however. Sometimes visible insects and worms in the water are mahadrin kosher. So, let's see. So, they grow in the water. So, if it's in kalim, a vessel, a shebeborot, or in a pit, shichin, umerot, she'enam novim. So, basically, this means any still water. Okay? You go to any source of still water, the water is not moving. Could be a pool, could be a reservoir, it could be anything where it's not moving. Depends what reservoir you have. We'll keep reading. Depends on the reservoir. But basically, any pool of water that's still, the water doesn't move, that's what is, that's what we're talking about. Mutarim. Any insects and worms that are in there is 100% kosher. Okay, the different, there's, if you want, you can look in the Shach or other places. The a boar is round, shiach, it's longer. Me'ara, he's just defines it as being square and covered. Okay, but it has like a lip around it, whatever, it's enclosed. Basically, it means the water's not moving at all. Mutarim, so this water is 100%, the insects with the water is kosher. Alpha pishesh lehem snap, ein lehem snapir v'kaskeset, even though there's no fins or scales. Lefichach, a person could be shoche v'shote mehem. You can lean over and drink from the pond, or drink from. I'm not going to say well, because it's not. If it's spring water, That's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about a body of water that's there and it doesn't move and there's no source of water coming inside. So you go ahead, you lean over, you can't drink it, we're going to see, you can't take a cup and drink from the cup. You have to, right, we're going to see that. You can't, you have to just drink straight from the source. Even if there's bugs coming in your mouth and you're swallowing, do not worry about it. They're all kosher. Okay. Keep reading. Haga. Avol asur lishov bakli Vilishtot mehem. It's usur to take a kli or a bucket and extract the water. And now from the bucket or from the water, you're going to drink. So the way the Shach and most explain, as long as it's you're taking it from one body of water, from its source, to a new source, to a new place, then that's when it becomes usur. When the Sheret Samayim leaves its original habitat, and now it goes to another. We're going to see a kli to a kli next. But right now we're talking about it could be a pool, it could be a wading pool, a pit, whatever, a swimming pool, a water, and it goes from there to somewhere else. A swimming pool actually will be probably defined in, we'll see, probably that applies to bet, because you have a filter of water getting plumbed in. So it's probably not a swimming pool that we know of, you know, unless it's an above ground pool, whatever. It depends if you have a filter. Fine. So let's keep going. We're talking about still water right now. So fine. Right? So it's probably not a swimming pool in this category. V'im pirshu mimakom rebitan. But as soon as you go and you take the Sheret Samayim out of the place where it originated from and where it grew, kegon achorei habor, or al sfat hakli mibachutz, or it goes even on top of the outside of the rim or on the outside of the walls, afal pi shechazru, even though it jumps back inside, once it leaves, asurim, it's 100% asur. And this is all from basically Halacha Moshe Sinai and Gzeres Akasu from the Gemara. Okay. Umistama, right? I'll just, if you look in the Taz, one source, but we don't get bogged down into drushes here. But if you look in the Taz, it's from the Pasuk, Vayikra Yud Aleph Tet. It's the Torah says you only need to have Snapir and Kaskeset to be kosher if you find them Bayamim Uba Nechalim. And the Chazal say, but if it's in a cup, a still body of water, you don't need to have, it's everything is kosher. It doesn't need to have any kind of snapir viskaskeset. The only iser is in Sheret Samayim, bayamim ubanechalim, or similar to bayamim ubanechalim. Yeah. If I pour water in a cup, sorry, we'll start over again. I have an empty cup. I pour water into my cup. Now my cup, I look at it. There's no bugs in there. I come back tomorrow, and there's bugs that originated from inside the cup somehow. Maybe some kind of, you know, microscopic eggs or whatever was in the water. And now they generate. That's 100% mahadran kosher. If I take a cup, an empty cup, and I put it into a pond that has little bugs in there, now what's in my cup is 100% treif if I can see the bugs. Okay, we're going to get into that later. You don't need to take out your magnifying glass or microscope. We're going to discuss that much later. Okay, so where do we leave off? The im pirshu, we said it's a problem, it's aser. Aval im lo pirshu, ela al dofan akli mibifnim, mutter. But even as long as it's inside the cup, it's mutter. Even if it's crawling on the inside of the cup, on the inside wall of the cup, it's still kosher until it goes onto the outside wall of the cup. Okay. Right? Again, the Taz and some point out, again, it all depends that it's not Baal Teshaktsu. What? I think the Svata Kli has two parts, the inner part and the outer part. But we can don that later. But it has to be on the outer side of the lip. Okay. Not the inner side. And if it's on the tippy top, I don't know. I think we'll say Safik Daraisa Lechoma. Fine. We're going to explain it like that. Right. The Bir Heitev quotes the Pri Chadash. You can look inside. Again, just to point out, when it comes to Baal Teshaktsu, there's a machlokus if it's Minatara Midar or Midar Abanan. I think most say it's only Midar Abanan. In other words, when the Torah says Baal Teshaktsu, it's telling you that it's disgusting, or the Isra it's talking about is disgusting. But as far as a separate love on something that's disgusting, many say it's only the Rabbanon, whatever, that's a machlokas. And if it's personal or not, again, that's a little bit out of our realm for here. Let's read Bet. That's really important. And Hagadelim b'mayim shebacharitzim v'ne'itzim. Perush charitzim aruchim miktzarim. Basically, these are long channels or irrigation systems. Ne'itzim rechavim kegon otam shosim lebivrei adagim. Where you have these big ponds, these big long ponds for fish. And again, I believe this is a modern-day swimming pool with a filter. Sheheim moshchim ve'enam novim. They're not 100% still. You pour it, the water flows a little bit within the system, but it's not novim. There's no
source.
There's no source for it. If you have a running river, a running spring, so that would be de'araisa and aser. If it's in 100% still water in a closed container, that's 100% mutter. This middle ground of bet is there's no proper source of flowing water. I believe that includes even from rain. But there's no source of rainwater. There's no flowing river. There's no spring from under the ground. There's no well. So in those cases, that's what bet's talking about. And it's a machlokas. Yesh osrim v'yesh matirin. It's a machlokas rishonim. And so the Shulchan Aruch usually be paskin like stam, but happens to be the Kaf HaChaim says generally the Sfardim are on the machmer side for this case. So in the Ashkenazi poskim are pretty much all machmer. So in general, in these cases, again, if you have tzirufim and whatever situations it's for a particular shaila, okay, it's important to know it's a machlokas. But in general, the halacha is in all circles that it's aser. So it has to be a completely boarded off stationary body of water, and that's the only case. We'll save Gimel for tomorrow, but I think that ends it for today.